It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
That brings us to the final battle.
Oh my god.
2017, season 5, episode 1.
3 minutes.
Can't forget about it. Oh, I love it. Love it, folks.
Two
All
minutes.
Right. We'll start with.
You guys ready for the third hour?
We'll start with. Yeah, seriously. We'll start with the answer. Allen Iverson making headlines, and along with Ice Cube, as Allen Iverson has signed on for Ice Cube's Big 3 Professional Basketball League, a 3-on-3 concept featuring NBA players. It's basically street ball. First team to 60 points wins, no foul outs, 2 3-point shots, a 4-point shot line, no time limit. You got Chauncey Billups, Rashard Lewis, Jermaine O'Neal, Allen Iverson, Mike Bibby, Jason Williams. Guys, would you watch a Big 3 game? Would you watch that?
Saturday morning in bed? Sure, yeah. I think
would you watch it if it was on prime time?
No.
I feel like it's an ESPN2 primetime
it's
kind
like
of event.
ESPN8, the Ocho.
Like, I actually like the idea because I like it's going back to like 80s.
What? Somebody's
going to
get hurt and it's going to become an issue.
Well, you're not going to get current NBA players in.
I know.
Here, but
and that's the issue. If somebody's going to get hurt, then there's going to be a beef and it's just
maybe
drama.
You can find some talent in this league too as well. I kind of like it. It has potential.
All right. Well, moving on. We already talked a lot about boxing, but we have two more potential matchups to talk about.
Yay.
We got, first of all, one that's probably going to happen on January 28th. That is Chris Brown and Soulja Boy. They had a beef, and they want to take it into the ring. Soulja Boy is going to be trained by...
Soulja Boy, I'm in.
He's going to be trained by Floyd Mayweather. Chris Brown's going to be trained by Tyson.
Soulja's going to be dancing around.
Yes,
the
yes.
So,
who would win
videos?
This fight? I think
Chris Brown's
going to kill him.
Well, Chris Brown's got like 6 inches on him, I believe.
Soulja Boy's a little lanky guy.
They're both...
I don't think Soulja Boy's done enough for the music industry to even have a chance to fight.
So,
honestly, give him somebody else.
I saw a video.
Why are we putting Soulja Boy on a pedestal?
I saw a video of Soulja Boy training and trying to do some weights for like the first time in his life.
Chris Brown's going to destroy
him.
And
he looked like he was going to break his arm picking up a 10-pound dumbbell.
Oh, my gosh.
It was that bad.
All right. Fight number two.
Fight.
Meek Mill challenges Drake to a $5 million boxing match.
He needs money that bad.
Good idea. Oh, yes, he does. Good idea?
No.
No? I think Drake would win that fight pretty badly.
Drake's
Although Drake is, Drake,
although,
is, Drake is a pretty boy.
What
Drake's
I would like
boy.
To see in this
boy,
is both of them get busted up a little bit just so we can have the articles come out where it's like Drake and...
These are better than the old
I would
beefs.
Watch this.
These are better than the old beefs of like
50
Cent.
I would watch this more than a Mayweather
oh,
Pacquiao.
Could you imagine 50 Cent and Kanye boxing
in
2007?
Oh,
baby.
Well,
that
would
have been a good one.
I like settling a feud in boxing terms a lot better than going to the streets with guns. Like,
yes.
Like
yes.
Tupac.
Dance
and
off, bro.
Biggie. I wish I had a club. Guys, yeah. I don't want anybody to get shot
there
again
you go.
Like 50
no,
Cent.
You're absolutely right about that. All right. Pro Wrestling Illustrated names AJ Styles 2016 Wrestler of the Year. Do you agree?
I do agree.
Yeah, Roman Reigns named most hated wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. We watched WWE. Joe and I recently got back into it. We love it again. AJ Styles, very well deserving. His first year in the WWE rivals anybody's first year in the WWE.
All right, sticking with WWE, Brock Lesnar did a no-no this week. And if you guys know hockey players, you know there is one thing they really don't like. They don't like people walking on their logos. Brock Lesnar made a guest appearance at the Winnipeg Jets this past week, walked right over the logo, and the hockey players were not too happy about that. They
wow, he's made
kind
more
of
appearances
freaked out.
In a hockey arena
yeah,
than
seriously.
In a WWE arena recently.
The WWE.
So do you think it's a big deal? Now, football players do not care about walking over the logo. Hockey
Unless
players,
you're Terrell Owens, and
hockey
remember that
players,
when he went over to the Dallas
yes.
Star?
Hockey players, well, that was just insulting in the sense of it. That wasn't
yeah.
really about the logo. Hockey players really, do you think it's a big deal to walk on the logo? Hockey,
For hockey
no
players,
logo,
yeah.
no logo.
You don't do that. I mean, I think a hockey team could take Brock Lesnar.
I wasn't inciting that. Could you imagine Brock Lesnar on the ice?
$5 million.
Brock!
Each.
Lesnar! Oh, man, that would be great.
Somebody would
do
die.
Some WWE charity
I mean,
hockey.
He can't do UFC for a whole year. He's got to do something
there you
else,
go.
Right?
All right, finally, final topic of the final battle for today. FIFA announced that it's going to expand to 48 teams.
I know you love
in
this.
2020. Oh yeah, baby! Let's get Djibouti and Ireland and South Sudan. Who wants to play some soccer?
I think this is.
What do you guys think?
Idea. It's just another money grab.
Yeah.
It's another money grab. 32. Oh. Keep it at 32.
48 teams, man.
That's gonna be wow. a long
the FIFA
time.
Has enough controversy with their money problems.
Well, they're gonna make some more money now. That's gonna be a long tournament, man.
Yeah. If anything, I'm kind of just. I'm blah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Very blah.